More FM.
Darren the Dog Dividends. Man. He's our mate. He's gonna answer our questions.
Welcome back, Darren the Dog Man. How are you?
I'm good.
Very good.
Darren the Dog Man has a website.
Yeah.
It's called darrenthedogman.com. There you go. No, it's not that, is it? It's not working again.
No, it is. Should be.
Darren the Dog Man.
Yeah.
.co.nz.
Okay, that's fine. Well, while you work that out, I've got a question.
.com.
No, not working, yeah. Darren.
Okay, anyway, we'll go back to that. Darren the Dog Man, I've got a question. So, say that someone has a pet from a previous relationship, right? So, say I got a new partner and she brought along a cat from a previous relationship and the cat absolutely hates me. Or the dog absolutely hates me in this case because you're the dog man. Could they be harbouring resentment because they like the ex-partner and they hate you being the new partner? Is that a possible thing?
Oh, that's an interesting one, isn't it? They could be. It might be more about the fact that they're used to a certain type of person or a certain way that people behave and you behave just very differently.
Okay.
That's probably more like it, and they're just not used to that.
So it's not like they're not actually harbouring proper resentment towards you.
I wouldn't have thought so, but hey, okay. You never know. They're emotional beings after all.
They are. Okay, let's go to Sally. What's your question for Darren the Dog Man?
Hey Darren, how do I stop my dog trying to attack any animals that are on the TV? He always thinks they're in the room.
Good one.
You know, I had a very similar question actually with a client asked me this one last week. It's a really tough one because I've had a dog that's knocked the TV off the wall. It's been so sort of like strong at jumping up the TV. It was a big dog as well. It smashed the TV. So it's normally because of excitement. There's a couple of things. There's either confusion. So they look at the TV and you know, the TVs are getting so sort of crystal clear nowadays, they just can't work it out. They think they're real. Like, or they get really excited because there's another animal on there, particularly one of my border collies. If they see sheep on the TV, he's like trying to get around the back of the TV to hurt them. It's quite funny. Or they're scared of them. You should see him when he goes around the back. He's so confused because he just can't see him anymore. Sometimes they're scared of these animals, and that's the ones that bark and scream and sort of try and attack the TV when they're really scared. So the only way to get around this really is to have them on a lead, put on the TV, so get like a video or a DVD so you know the animals are coming on, because normally it just happens sort of randomly, doesn't it? So that you know they're coming on, have him on a lead and lots of treats. So give him like a stuffed Kong, those toys that you can put foods in. Give him something really positive to do whilst he's seeing all these animals on TV, and he'll start to associate the animals with food, something positive, and then he'll start to get less scared. But it might take a bit of time.
Perfect. Makes sense. Thank you, Darren the Dog Man. Stand by. Have you got a question for our mate, Darren the Dog Man? 0800 More FM, give us a call.
Darren the Dog Man, he's our mate. He's gonna answer our questions.
Okay, Darren the Dog Man, who we have on every Wednesday at the moment, and we love having you on, Darren. You're just a wealth of knowledge about dog behaviour.
Yeah. Just wish some of the questions, I wish I had more time.
Yeah, well.
If they want more of your time, they'll have to hire you.
That's
and
the thing.
Mindfulness for, and that's the number four, mindfulness4dogs.com, and you can have all the time with Darren you want.
Beautiful. Here is your next question from Carissa.
So I have a rescue dog who hasn't been socialised with other dogs, and the socialisation she has had with other dogs has been her watching them get love and attention while she's been chained up. Does he have any advice on how I can sort of help re-socialise her with other dogs in a safe way?
Darren.
Yeah, that's a tough one, isn't it? Because you don't know the background there. But first of all, what I would say is congratulations for taking my rescue dog. Well done. Muzzle training is definitely the way to go. And muzzle both dogs when you're introducing two dogs that maybe one's not as socialised as the other. Make sure you've got a dog that you are socialising that's bulletproof. And then use a muzzle and you can start to give treats. And it doesn't matter if something goes wrong, you can pull them away. No one's going to get hurt. But that's the most important thing, muzzle training. If Krista wants to have some advice on muzzle training, I've got a free little online course. You can email me and I can give it to her quite happily.
A free online course?
Very cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Love that. Thank you, Darren the Dog Man. Great to have you on. We'll catch up with you next Wednesday.